I am tired of hearing about Michael Jackson's childhood. Okay, Michael, we got it. We've heard the songs, we've read your poems, I got it. It doesn't mean that you can flaunt society's rules and regulations at them. It's not acceptable to sleep with strangers' children.
Martin Bashir's explosive revelatory documentary, Living with Michael Jackson, broadcast worldwide in 2003, saw Jackson freely admit that children slept in his Neverland bedroom with him.
It's all because of Martin Bashir. It's all because of Michael Jackson's decision to do that interview that we're in this mess we're in today with Michael.
To my utter astonishment, I discovered that children were still sleeping over, sometimes in his house, sometimes in his bedroom.
One scene in particular aroused the serious concerns of American psychiatrist Carol Lieberman.
In the documentary, the boy that was featured, who was leaning on Michael and looking at him like a lovesick puppy in a very submissive kind of demeanor.
Is that really appropriate for a man, a grown man, to be doing that?
Said that Michael had said to him, "If you love me, you will sleep in my bed."
And then he finally said, "Okay, if you love me, you'll sleep in my bed." I was like, oh, man.
Phrase, "If you love me, you will do whatever I'm asking you," is a kind of manipulative phrase that is classic pedophile.
He says that pedophiles should be dealt with accordingly. And I am not a pedophile. I do not have sex with children or behave indecently with them.
After viewing the Martin Bashir documentary, Beverly Hills psychiatrist Carol Lieberman reported Jackson to the child welfare authorities. Her complaint sparked an investigation and the subsequent charges. On the strength of what she saw, Lieberman believes Jackson to be a pedophile.
These are some of the things that he does on camera. What did he do when the cameras aren't around?
As many as 70 law enforcement officers raided Neverland on November the 18th, 2003.
I knew the raid was coming. I had two camera crews and a producer.
Veteran journalist Diane Diamond was first on the scene to report police findings. The secrets of Jackson's Neverland ranch began to spill out almost straight away.
When you go to Michael Jackson's bedroom suite, when you go down the hallway to approach it, there's a buzzer, an alarm system, a sensor that goes off inside his bedroom to let him know that someone is out in the hallway.